This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the solar, sunny, and freezing voice of your local announcer. And we are ready to go here with another edition of The Food Show. We do this every afternoon. And that would come as a surprise if you talk to people who are in the broadcasting business around the rest of the country. They'll say, what do you, can't be serious. You have a program every day, in fact, a couple of them, about food. And then they get the wise guy. And then they realize that they may actually be onto something. Anyway, that's what it is. It's The Food Show, and we have a co-host today. And we don't have too many of these on our program, but I'm always happy to do. And it's Don Clement is our guest co-host. I'm trying to figure out exactly how to move these around. I'll let you do it.
That's a good way to put it, a guest co-host. And also known as the
Don, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Oh, gosh. Introduce yourself before you get started.
Well, I am Don, the gourmet neighbor, and it is a pleasure to be
back. The
gourmet neighbor. I live around the corner from the studio, so that is the
name.
Do
you really?
Yeah, on Julia. So that's the name that Marianne gave me, and it is a pleasure to be seated in your chair, but in her place today.
Yeah, watch her out, because she is not to be messed with.
I figured that out in the brief conversation.
I
like her a lot,
though.
I like her. She's feisty. She's feisty.
Oh, that's putting it mildly, but a lovely lady, and she and I have had a great life together for a long time.
Absolutely.
Wait, so you live on jail?
Sometimes that could be.
That was just a tripped
Freudian.
Over myself.
Freudian.
If that, yeah. You are on Julia Street.
Right near Pesh. Right near Pesh.
Yep.
Yeah. So it is a great place, and you know I have to tell you it's such a great place to live because every day you wake up, and there's something new in your neighborhood.
Some days you don't.
Some days you don't. That's true. But especially food wise, there's something new constantly. It's just this ever-evolving neighborhood, and we've got some great new buildings coming in, and it's bringing in a lot of young professionals, and I guess that is what's motivating the restaurant industry.
Could be. If you, and I've heard this from a lot of people, have some concern that the restaurant business is sort of shrinking and more kind of low-end items are going to, you know, dishes brought in on white paper and fold it up in a plastic envelope. I mean, all of that kind of stuff takes all of the fun out of dining out or even eating at home, come to think of it.
You know, we do see a lot of, I wouldn't say lower end restaurants. Let's say more affordable restaurants. Yeah. And there's one, for instance, that just opened on Julia, almost to St. Charles. Mm-hmm. And La Casita used to be in that spot. It's a very small bar restaurant called The Little Easy. And we stopped in there, and it was actually a soft opening, and we had some great sandwiches, some great meatballs. The owner, Brian, seems to be really nice. But I think what's really good, Tom, is we need somewhere where you can go eat for $14 or $15. And with the rent being so high in that neighborhood, it's just hard to achieve that.
The two don't always go together. But, you know, if you are careful about doing it, and you pay some attention to it before you go into the restaurant, checking the menu and things like that,
right,
you find it's really not bad. I think that the values from restaurants in the last, I'm just going to pick randomly, like five to 10 years, have been tremendously good values.
Well, in most cases, most restaurants serve way too much food. So,
well, that's true. I will completely agree with you on that.
And you know,
it's ridiculous. I mean, the amount of food they put in front of you, why are they doing that?
Yeah, I think it's Gordon Ramsay on one of his shows where he tries to come in and rehab these restaurants.
He
said if everybody is leaving with a box of food, That's an issue. That's too much food. That's money walking out the door, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I agree with that totally.
So, what about resolutions, Tom?
Resolutions?
It's a new decade. It's a new year.
Yeah.
And I made this ridiculous resolution for, I guess, the 40th time in my life to lose weight. And, you know, it's just hard in this city.
It certainly can be, because the temptations are kind of hard to fight.
And, you know,
sometimes they never give up.
And starting a diet around king cake season, ugh. That's
well,
<bad.
laughs> you know, in some ways that's a good thing, because that'll keep you from eating that king cake, which is probably a good idea anyway.
I know, but they're just so good.
Which variety do you like?
Well, now, originally, I am from the parish. I am from Chalmette. So I am really partial to Randazzo's king cake. Not the filled.
They've always been good.
Nothing filled. I don't like that filled stuff.
Me neither.
I don't get that. Don't get
it. No, and there's one that I really am not happy with, although a lot of people just love it. Do you know what I'm working up to?
One that people really, well, I mean, the only one I can think of is the place that's closed, McKenzie's, because that was just, ugh. That
ding,
was,
ding, ding. Yeah. Very good. You nailed it. Well, you know, it's legitimate, and those people have been making king cakes for a long time in pretty much the way they're still doing it after all these years. But people who really love king cakes made that way, where they're very, very dry to me.
Yeah.
But to these other people, they love them. You don't have it stuffed with anything, and you don't have a bunch of gunk on top of it at all. Basically, I'm looking for a little bit of a
mix.
Exterior.
A mix.
And also, I like getting some cinnamon in there somewhere.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's probably what I like about Randazzo's. Randazzo's is a moist king cake. It's not too dense. There's a nice amount of sugar on it. Sometimes it can be a little too much of that icing, but, you know, you can always knock that off. But it does have this really nice resonance of cinnamon always in the background, and I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what a lot of people say about it.
Yeah, but I'm going to stay away
from
it.
And if you like it, you like it. You know, that's the way.
Well, it's like you talk about with wine. If you like the wine you drink, drink the wine. It doesn't matter how much it costs. It doesn't matter what it is. If you like it, drink it.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, most of that I agree with. But if I have a wine that is really boring, and because anything with alcohol in it, I have to back away from a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. And because of that, I don't want to waste a wine on something that's not going to be terrific. But, you know, who's going to make that choice? And your favorite is some other guy's awful. Get this away from me.
Well, let's give out the number. Callers are always a great thing. So 504-260-6368. Give
Excellent.
Us a call,
You've done
please.
Well.
Yeah. What are your resolutions? Yeah. What have you resolved to do?
I don't do that.
So
no, I'm so much like my life right now, for the last 30 years that I'm doing all the things that I always wanted to do, and why should I even think about it anymore? I mean,
yeah,
I probably should,
but if you like it, live it. And this is a great city to do that in, and again, I do too much of it. That's why I have to stop eating. And you know what it really gets to me, Tom? Every Friday, my wife and I have always, and even when we had the kids, every Friday night, we would go out to eat somewhere. And that was, you know, all together as a family. And my wife and I still do that. So now when Friday rolls around and it's diet time, it's like, okay, where do we go? And when you go, you know, you wind up with the grilled fish, and everybody else is eating the fried fish. It's just hard.
At my house, and I have a variation on your theme here, but I think you'll agree that it's the same one, more or less. We get to the point of the day where myself and Marianne, and back when they were kids, and here we all were walking around the house and say, well, where are we going to go tonight? I don't know. Well, where do you want to go?
No.
Anything would be all right with me. No, give me another. And we can go back and forth on that like 50 times, and we still don't have anything nailed down. And that's Somebody ought to, A, give that a name, and B, come up with some strategy to stop making people do that.
Well, I do have a strategy, and I think that we probably have like 8 to 10 that we always keep in a rotation. And depending upon whether we want seafood, we want Italian, then we know the go-to places on the list. So that's where we're going to wind up going. So I think we've nailed that. I think our problem here is we have too many places to go. And that makes it hard.
Well, and please, if I'm starting to sound like I'll disagree with anything you say.
No, not at all. Please.
That's I'm not. I kind of do that a little bit, but okay. Just give me forgive me on that. Where were we?
Rotation of restaurants, and that we have just a plethora. I mean, we're blessed. I mean, I was stuck in Baton Rouge.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes, not half as sorry as my family or I were. And, you know, every Friday night would roll around, and it was like, oh, God, where are we going to go? You know, what are we going to do? Is it going to be this chain restaurant or that chain restaurant? And it was just disheartening. So being back here for the last 5 years has been like a joy. I really don't want to change my life at all.
You live in Baton Rouge now?
No, we live on Julia, but we did.
Oh, okay.
So we went to Atlanta after the hurricane, then finally the closest we could get was Baton Rouge, and that was 8 years of not fun eating, I can tell you that.
I can imagine. I feel so lucky that the way it played out for us, and it's just truly amazing, is that... We left town, got far away from Katrina, and wound up with my kids.
And that's where you wrote the book,
menu. Wrote my cookbook,
right?
Which was almost done anyway, but
Forced you to finish it.
It did force me to finish it because the I was at a point where I was living in the underside of an old lady's house.
Basement.
I was in her basement, and there was truly nothing else to do anywhere within 50 miles of that place. So I just sat down and started banging it away and got done.
Knocked it out. You know, you mentioned basements. Let me ask you a question about basements. On Friday, Dickie Brennan's, which I'm really not a fan for dinner, but I love lunch in their bar. And they only do it on Fridays. And it was a great rainy Friday. My wife and I went. We met some friends. We sat in the front window, watched the world go by. It was just great. We split a burger, probably the closest thing to port of call. It's an awesome burger, but it is impossible to eat by yourself. You have to split it. But we had
it's a pound.
Oh, it's huge. It's crazy.
A hamburger that weighs a pound.
It's
huge.
And it was delicious. We enjoyed it. And we were talking to one of the captains there, and she was a pleasure to talk to. She was great. And she was talking about the first time she went to work at Dickie Brennan's. And she said, they brought me in, and she said, well, let me give you a tour. So she was walking with the staff, and they said, well, follow me downstairs into the dining room. And she turned around and looked, and she said, this is New Orleans. We're going down where? So do you know anything about that? Why is that dining room downstairs?
It flooded.
Oh, it did.
Right across the street, Mr. B's, too.
Oh, yeah, it did. But do you know why it was initially built like that? Because that's sort of an unusual configuration in New Orleans to have that large of an underground setting where you could actually build a dining room.
I'll say, but it actually worked out for them pretty well. Although Mr. B's was out of action for, I want to say, almost 2 years. It took them a long time to get going. But Dickie Brennan, he had that ground below the level of everything. And the water was flowing in there as if it were
sure.
the Mississippi River. And it actually held up for it pretty well because the whole place was below sea level. The only place I can think of a major installation of a car or anything far below.
I guess my question was not referring to the storm at all. I'm just trying to figure out what was it before and how was it even, you know, we don't do things underground here. We don't do that very well.
No, we don't. We sure don't.
You know?
But that there had been a restaurant there dating back 100 years.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Or very close to that. The Acme Oyster House
Well, that was there first?
That was like two doors down.
Two doors down. It's still, yeah, that's still
there. That's pretty close.
Now, you know, shame on me because I do something that's not nice every time I pass that place. And I do like Acme. But every time I see 70 and 80 people in line, I tell them, look, why don't you go stick your head in right across the street and go to Felix's and check that out? And, you know, I that's my personal preference. Not that I think Acme is great, but I think it's been publicized so much that it's become, there are just so many tourists trying to get in that sometimes Felix's gets overlooked, and I love Felix's.
Well, you know, the word came in to the people who were in New Orleans staying here and being a tourist, which is okay, and finding out, oh, that's the famous Acme Oyster House. And people would go there, and they wouldn't even consider
think about it.
And they just went ahead and ate them up.
And, you know, but, oddly enough, my favorite thing at Felix
is
the red beans and rice. They are delicious.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're really good. They remind me of my grandmother's. They're very good. Cool place. I like it.
Is this the one
the
Iberville?
Yeah. So we go to that one when we're here.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times for lunch, we'll jump in the car and we'll drive to the lakefront. And if it's a beautiful day, it is so nice sitting out on that balcony. You can watch all the boats go down the canal, and it's just, they've got a great oyster salad there. I like Felix's a lot.
Oysters are, by definition, wonderful.
They are. They haven't, they're getting better.
I was in a Chinese restaurant last night. This was my wife coming home, and she wound up getting us in a Chinese restaurant in Baton Rouge, I think, is where we were.
Wow. I think it is time for a break time. I hear Doug playing some music for us. So please call us 504-260-6368. You're listening to us on 105.3 FM HD2.
Oh, I'm not supposed to whistle. I'm sorry. No, they really gave me a notice to don't whistle on the air. Apparently, it actually has an effect on the buzzing.
It drives my dog crazy when you do it.
I'll bet.
She goes crazy.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a French bulldog and a Pekingese.
Oh, no wonder.
And the Frenchie's just like, damn, that's Tom again whistling.
Ah. So you never can tell.
You never can tell.
We are here with Don Clement, who is the next door neighbor, or it's not a...
The gourmet neighbor.
The gourmet neighbor.
There you go.
And as we drift back into position to continue talking about food and restaurants and all of that, let's see. I had a question for you.
Okay.
Let's see if I can remember what it is. This is my downfall these days. We'll have to revisit
we
it.
We will circle back. So yeah. Talking
about... Wait. I just thought of what it is. Mm-hmm. No, never mind. Go ahead and do yours.
Speaking of new restaurants, there's another one in our hood that I have not been to, but I definitely want to try, called Nola K. And that's
Nola K.
C-A-Y-E. And it's almost to Lee Circle. I think it's on Barone. I'm not sure. But it looks like it's Caribbean, but sort of more home, not like Compare Le Pain, which is great, but it's more low-key. And again, another reasonably priced restaurant, so definitely want to check that out. And I see that you went to,
Nola K. Said that.
That's Nola K, but you went.
Nola K.
Okay. Where did you go a couple of days ago? The Laurel Oaks?
Yeah, Laurel Oaks. I was really impressed by that place, even though I was kind of ticked off because of the fact that it was raining and cold, and we were having a tough time getting over there.
Well, don't hold that against the place.
I'm not. The people who own the place saw me walking by or something like that, and the next thing I know, I and Marie,
the Marys,
and we were in there, and they were doing a 4 or 5 course dinner for us.
Oh, nice!
and it was terrific. But that's it. It's
we're gonna
Laurel.
Have... Laurel Oaks.
Laurel Oaks. It's a kind of oak tree, is what I was told. I've never heard of that before, but it is true. I've looked it up. And
well,
there you go.
I'm just happy to have a new place to go. You know, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. We kind of live in a grown-up frat house, So we've got this big, big condo unit that we live in with about 49 other units, and we've really gotten to be close to all the neighbors. And, you know, they're all around our age, and, you know, the kids are out, et cetera. So it's like whenever somebody wants to do something, we'll send it, hey, let's go meet here. Hey, let's go meet here. Let's go grab a drink. Let's go to happy hour. And so we get to explore all these really cool places. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we will put Laurel Oak on our list of things to do.
Yeah, you know, what grabbed me the most is that they are doing pretty much somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% new style tastes and presentations and everything else, but not so bizarre that you want to say to everybody around you, would someone please
tell me what this is.
Translate it into right. the local language.
No foam. No foam on food.
Anyway, we had a great lunch there that day. That they were doing lunch. It was only day number two, so I was breaking all my usual rules of not going to brand new restaurants. I think it's a bad idea. But I did it to this one, and where else?
We did go this, I think it was Friday, we were with some friends, and we went to, if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, I am sorry. Is it Belle Epec? Is that how you pronounce it? Belle Epec Absinthe Lounge.
And it's, don't know it.
It's new. It's in the quarter behind the whole old Absinthe House, and it is a beautiful, beautiful bar. But they also do food. It's when you walk in, you feel like you're transported back to Paris in the 1890s. It's just a lovely, lovely restaurant.
Is it that same the same building that used to be the Absinthe House?
I think it used to be Tony Moran's.
Tony Moran's, even
yes.
more so.
Tony Moran's, Tony, that's where it was.
You know what? There's a book waiting to be told about him.
Mm-hmm. There is.
I might write that book because very interesting guy. I got to know him very well in his late years.
Well, if you write the book, please try to dig up his fettuccine Alfredo recipe that he used to make at Moran's Riverside.
That wasn't just great there. That was the inspiration of Impastados, other Impastados, the guy who's running the catfish place in Slidell.
I know where I can't. It's escaped me, but I know.
Yeah.
Now the Vera's that opened across the lake, is that the same Vera's from Slidell?
Yes,
it is. Okay, good.
It is. Yeah.
My mother-in-law lives very close to there, so we'll have to duck in there as well.
Yeah, they had a problem. They got really wiped out by Hurricane
Katrina. Yeah, they did.
And then they came back, and they did reopen in kind of like a more limited sort of a restaurant. But then we were there again, this would be about our third time, and had dinner there about 3 months ago. And I was very pleased by not just the usual stuff, but they were doing some really good specials that you tend to not think of as in that kind of restaurant.
Well, we will definitely have to duck in there. And if you're out there and you have any questions for us, if you've been out to a new restaurant that maybe we need to know about or you need to share, please give us a call, 504-260-6268.
She's already called.
She's already called?
Yeah, Monique.
Monique is called.
Sounds good.
I am on the phone now.
Hello, Monique. Welcome.
Monique. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Very good. I have a real quick question. I'm a lady with Lyft. And I heard that you have I like to make a list of all my new restaurants I like to go to.
Great idea.
A local New Orleans girl, lived away overseas for 15 years, and I just moved back, and I like just seeing what the city has to offer and, always willing to try something new. And I heard you mentioned one was Laurel Oaks and another was Keys.
Nola Kays, C-A-Y-E.
Nola Kays.
Nola Kays. And that's Caribbean.
Okay. Oh, good. So that's going to be a nice little addition.
Absolutely.
Starting to see a lot more, I think, Latin or Caribbean type restaurants in the neighborhood, and that's a good thing. It gives a little variety because we all don't always want to eat New Orleans-type food.
No, you've got to branch out and do different things. And you know what I'd really like to see, Monique, is a little more upscale Asian. We don't have enough of that. We don't have, you know, you'd have to go across the lake to Treyuan, I guess.
We
need more of that here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm definitely, those are some of my favorites. Of course, it's not maybe what you're looking at or thinking of, but, you know, we got bao and noodle, we have mofo, we have maypop. Love maypop.
I've got to get to maypop again.
A little Asian with a twist. Mm-hmm. But
maypop is one of the most original restaurants I've seen in quite a while. Hey, you know what? I'd like to add to this conversation a little bit of...
What's that?
We were talking with Monique here. You haven't gone away, have you, Monique?
No,
still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, just checking on that. And here we are again.
So Monique, where have you been recently that's new? I know you mentioned Maypop, you mentioned Mofo. Have you been anywhere new?
Let's see, where have I been there? Well, I think sometimes I'm a little creature of habit, and I stick close to my home.
We all are.
So, you know, last minute, oh, let's go here, let's go there, you know, group of friends, close. LJ's on Harrison. It's a new restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, just clean Italian food. I've enjoyed that. I'm trying to think what's some other restaurants that I've gone.
Let's
Gianna,
go back.
Is it Gianna?
Gianna, Magazine, Gianna. Yeah, Julia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Really, really nice.
It's a beautiful place. It's
beautiful. Oh,
beautiful
my gosh.
Place.
I hope they can keep it. I hope they can keep it full.
It's a problem.
Huge space.
It's a huge, huge restaurant, and that can be a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go back to LJ's for me, Monique, for just a second. You said straightforward Italian food. Now, when I think straightforward Italian food and I think gravy, I go back to my roots, and I think a gravy that's got a little sweetness to it, a little hint of sugar. How is their gravy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Their gravy is very nice, but it is not sweet.
It's not sweet. Okay.
It is not sweet.
Not a deal killer, but not a deal killer.
No, it's not a deal killer, but it's something new to try. Something instead of, you know, heading out to the regular Italian places, you know, a regular fare, you know, try something new.
Sure.
And, you know, everybody has a different taste, and all know we all like our different red sauce.
Oh, we do. We could argue that. Yeah,
that's
we do.
The truth.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for calling, Monique. We appreciate it.
Perfect. Thanks. I enjoy listening to you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, thanks for calling.
I think it's time for a break, Tom.
I think so. You know, before we let it escape, just one quick little word here. I used to live in the CBD back in the 70s, 1970s, and then it all kind of went away. And now it's coming back really strong. I mean, all of those terrific new restaurants in the Central Business District, I'm really pleased by that. It has changed the neighborhood a lot in a good way. Agree or disagree?
Absolutely agree.
Yeah. All right. We will return with more of the Food Show after first, if you will. This on our microphone number 15, or what was it?
It's anyway? 13. It's microphone
it's Don
13.
Don Clement.
Yes.
And before we go on, there's a question I wanted to ask you earlier, and I neglected to do so just because it wasn't quite stupid enough for me. But
I can hardly wait.
Clement.
Yes.
First of all, are you Clement? Do you fit that description?
I'm not sure what that description means.
You're Clement if you let's say you were a cop and somebody drove past you at 20 miles an hour higher than you're supposed to be.
No,
if the cop gives you a break totally, he is showing clemency towards you.
Clemency. Well, I guess that depends upon who you're asking the question to, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Having said that, did you have was your mother or your grandmother or anybody else related to you ever work in a school cafeteria?
No, they did not. And
okay.
No. So I guess you have someone in mind that was a Clement that worked in a school cafeteria.
Pretty much.
No, not us. Not us.
Well, there's a little more to it than that.
Okay.
So what would happen is we would get these people who just, you know, pretty normal. There was a lady who was in the school that I was in at that time in Kenner, and I was in the second grade, third grade, fourth grade. In the fourth grade, the lady who ran the cafeteria in the school, her last name was Clement.
So that must have been at Rummel?
No, this was actually Our Lady of Perpetual Heat.
Okay.
No, that's not that.
Perpetual Help.
But no. But anyway.
No, no relation. No relation.
A wonderful school, except I wanted to join the choir in the fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher thought that was so laughable that she actually laughed at me. And it's a wonder I'm still able to walk around and talk. Here we are.
We discussed this, Tom. We discussed this.
Huh?
We discussed the singing, haven't we?
We did?
Yeah, we discussed it. Let me ask you a question.
That wasn't singing. That was Frank Sinatra.
Let me ask you a question. The Los Angeles Times food critic Bill Addison, just this January 3rd, in a piece called The Other L.A., announced that Los Angeles is now, in his mind, the food capital in the country, and that New Orleans has been kicked off of the pedestal. What do you feel about that? Because I have some really strong emotions about that.
Yeah, well, having gone to Los Angeles more than I wish I did, my son lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go there. As a matter of fact, my wife and just yesterday came back from a few days over there. And what I saw is if you're real strong on Asian cuisines,
mm-hmm.
you're in good shape, especially if you're into Hispanic cuisines, whatever they are from any part of that part of the world, you're in great shape with that. The great food from that source. And now, beyond that, I don't know what to say next.
Yeah. Well, we know that Anthony Bourdain, unfortunately the late Anthony Bourdain, New Orleans was definitely his favorite food city. I mean, that was hands down, that's where he was coming. And you can see it from his point of view, because we literally have our own cuisine. We have things that people don't have. You can't go to Los Angeles, no matter how they try to replicate it, and they're going to give you a Leidenheimer po' boy. That's just not going to happen, you know? It's just not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
So, well, I disagreed with it, so I'm glad to see that you disagreed with it as well. But it's causing quite the little uproar online.
Oh, well, you know, there are people who get strange ideas all the time.
I'm looking at.
You just have to know how to handle them.
I'm looking at your food almanac. And
today's?
Today's. And today is National Hot Sausage Day.
It is indeed.
What do you think about that? I like that.
It's also National Tempura Day.
You can have the tempura. I'll eat the hot sausage. What's your favorite hot sausage from here?
I like Italian-style hot sausage. To me, a poor boy made with that is really a great thing. And it shows up in a lot of other dishes, too. So if I had to pick just one kind of sausage for the kind of food that I eat, that would be it.
That would be it. I would have to say Patton's hot sausage.
That's always been good, too.
And I love especially the patties on a grill, and you put that make a po' boy out of that. That is just the best.
Yep. But, you know, there's one place. Did you say red beans yet?
No, but that's perfect with that.
Yeah. When you have a plate of red beans and rice on the table, assuming that you like red beans, I love red beans.
Love them.
I eat them like everybody says you should. I have it every Monday. And I like getting it with Italian sausage, just like I described a minute ago, with the anise flavors and you know, all that. They come together great, and the sausages that go with them.
So you don't do the hot sausage. You prefer, like, they just slice it down the middle, hit it on a flat top, and serve it with the beans?
I like that. That would probably be my number two, would be the sausage, the hot sausage. The flat, not the flat round kind.
The patties,
Not the patties.
Gotcha.
I like the.
I like
What is the word for that anyway?
Patty. A link.
Well, the other one I mean.
A link.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm reading your deaf dining rule number 744, and I do like
really?
It. I like that it says hot sausage. In fact, all really spicy foods are their best when eating them brings you to the threshold of pain from the pepper.
Yes, indeed.
I love that.
Now, how could you not know that? Well, maybe you did know it.
Well, I tell you, when I had a house, I boiled crawfish. I was the official.
You don't have a house anymore?
Well, I have a condo. They frown upon boiling crawfish, you know, in a 50-gallon pot.
Yeah.
And when I used to do it, my sister-in-law, who loved my crawfish, always said that if her eyes weren't watering and her nose wasn't running, it wasn't hot enough.
That's great. I like that.
Yeah, that's the way she determined
it. It may actually work.
Yeah, that's how we...
So, yeah, let's keep our hands on that.
So
one.
I always looked to her when she was eating, and if I saw her with a paper towel in her hand, I said, ha, I've done it. Her nose is running. She likes them.
Mm-hmm.
She likes them. Give us a call, please, 504-260-6368. We'd love to hear from you. Talk about food, where you're eating, what's new, and how do you stay on a diet in the city? What do you do when you go to a restaurant?
You know, people are always asking me about that, and what is it that I do to, you know, keep my weight under control, and how they perceive that I lost a lot of weight. And the truth of this is that I've only lost 80 pounds.
Oh, only.
And then I stopped.
Well.
And then everything was fine.
Yeah, once you get there, that's one thing. But getting there is a heck of a it's a heck of a ride. I'm just gonna say, there's always something going on. I mean, we go from the holidays, we go from Christmas, we go from New Year, and now we're rolling into Mardi Gras, mm-hmm. and it's just always an excuse. It's always, you know, a party or something else to do. So it's a fight. We just keep fighting it. We just keep fighting it.
I try to avoid it if possible.
You mentioned a Chinese. You mentioned a Chinese restaurant before. Where'd you go? Do you remember?
Last night. You know what? I had the card, not the card, the
menu
receipt, and it was in my pocket, and it isn't there now. But I don't know. It's something like Chinese Village or something like that. It's in Kenner.
I said
Baton Rouge. I don't know what I was thinking of.
Not the one on Airline Highway.
Honestly, I don't get to that part of town too often, so I didn't register exactly what.
We don't either, but every now and then, if we're thinking Chinese, I love to go to the Cathay Inn on Airline, because when you walk through the door, it is immediately a Chinese restaurant in 1973. It's like it's frozen in time.
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of how cuisines like that go. They pick on one thing and they stay with it forever after that.
Did you go to Little Chinatown?
I think that might have been it.
Ah, Little Chinatown.
It looked, we were talking about this, it looked like the inside of like a Bonanza Steakhouse or a place like that. Not in for the food, but the layout of the restaurant, and a few, you know,
and that's on Williams and Kenner, right?
Yeah,
That's not a buffet. That's a sit down a la carte.
It's a sit down, pretty big menu, and a lot of pretty exotic stuff. I had this one dish in particular that was it was oysters in a pot. You know, this is where they get the actual fire going on top of your table. And then there's things bubbling underneath it, and they tell you, oh, by the way, don't let this drop in your lap. There's a risk of that, and I ran. No, it was actually quite good.
Were they in a sauce, or was it just?
No, it was all mixed up with the vegetables that were partaking in becoming that dish. It was something I've seen before, but not in a long time. I think it was in L.A. last time.
And you know, to circle back to what I mentioned before, we're talking about the Warehouse District, the CBD, all these new restaurants, and how much I would love to see, you know, some really upscale Chinese. I mean, we've seen it with Saffron Nola. They've taken the Indian cuisine and elevated it to a point that I just love it. It's absolutely one of my favorite restaurants in the city right now. And I would love to see somebody do the same thing with an Asian cuisine or Chinese cuisine.
Sure, why not? It'll come sooner or later.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Asian cuisines in New Orleans and vicinity have been off for, I'm going to say, the last 5 years. When we first moved on the North Shore, which happened about 30-something years ago, There were lots of restaurants, particularly Thai restaurants, were strong back then.
Yeah.
And Chinese, you know, true Trey Yen was kind of in a Chinese place all on its own. But all of that was pretty strong. And then it kind of eased off, and now you really have to go looking for it. If you find it, then you're lucky.
You do. And, I mean, even the ones that the mainstays that I always go to, and I'm not going to mention the name, but I've just been disappointed as of lately. And when I was actually speaking, goodness, I guess this was about 6 months ago, to one of the servers there, she said, well, you know why everything's changed. I said, no. I said, but everything has changed. She said, well, you know, we've been here for like 50 years. So everybody who was cooking is no longer cooking. And they've been replaced by people who are truly not cooking the same food. And it's definitely noticeable. And I just think there's room for a really nice Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know our friend Michael calls all the time, and he raves about the egg rolls.
That's what I've heard, anyway.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I have to agree with Michael. I have not had one in years. They are huge. They are over. They are the quintessential egg roll. If you're out there, Michael, call me about the egg rolls. They're delicious, but I would have to draw the line there. I mean, and it's not a place I'm going to actually eat in. And I know you don't like taking out, but if I was going, I'd probably take it out.
Mm. Well, you know, you can always try anything.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't have to like everything that you eat.
So give us a call at 504-260-6368, please.
May I ask how you are enjoying your visit with us today?
I am enjoying it very much. It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
It's unlike what I do during the day, so I enjoy this very much. This is something
What do you do, come to think of it? How could we not have mentioned that? What do you do every day?
It is so exciting. You all need to brace yourselves, because when you hear what I do, you're going to be so just jealous.
Envious.
So envious.
Yeah.
I sell third-party verification services to the mortgage and banking industry. And I am also the host of America's Mortgage News on YouTube. So we talk about financing and all that good, important stuff. But we all really need it, because if you want a house, you got to go through us.
Pretty much, it seems that way. My daughter is building her own house.
And I heard that.
When I say that, I'm not kidding at all. She does the carpentry. Carpentry has been done. She does her own welding.
Wow. That's industrious.
About a beautiful young lady who I think a lot of guys might be interested in.
Wow.
But she's making this great house. But it was not easy to get through the financial part of that.
That's what we do.
Oh, we miss doing it with you, is what you're
there thinking. You go. Well, no, I don't do that. I just sell the verification. I don't do the loans. I have nothing to sell to anybody listening.
Oh,
nothing.
Good.
Nothing.
Oh, well,
so we do have a caller. We have Stephen on the phone.
Stephen is here.
Welcome, Stephen.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Steve, good. How are you, Steve?
Good. I just wanted to comment. I'm a big fan of Popeyes. And
I agree, Steve.
But their onion rings have gone to hell.
I know, they used to be so good. Wait, that's if you can find a Popeyes that even still makes them.
Well, we just went the other day, and they're what I call the onion donuts, like Burger King has and stuff. They're frozen.
Oh, no, they're not real?
No, they're frozen donut. They're frozen onion rings.
Oh.
We got them. We drove home. I opened the thing, and there were 12 frozen onion rings in the thing. And I called back, and the girl goes, yeah, I said, your onion rings suck. And she said, yeah, they do.
Isn't that great? She agreed with you.
I was shocked. You know, I mean, that was something that Popeyes, for a fast food place, their onion rings were fantastic.
They were fresh cut.
Yeah, and fresh battered and all of that stuff.
But all that stuff.
Now, their chicken sandwich is good.
I have to agree. I didn't want to like it. I didn't want to like it. But
my
wife brought one home all the way from Chalmette, so it rode all the way to the warehouse district. And you know what I did, Steve? I cut it in fourths. And I immediately threw the other piece into the trash, and I just ate the fourth of it. Because I knew I was going to eat. Because I was going to eat the whole damn thing, Steve.
Well, that's what you're supposed to.
No, I can't do that. But it was, I have to say, even
it
after the ride, it was crisp. It blew Chick-fil-A's, it blew Chick-fil-A away. Shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah, it really does.
We
have like the Popeyes adds, and we even have them on Sunday.
Yeah, Tom must be loving this. Tom must be loving this. We have really dragged this down.
No, Popeyes is good. I don't care what, you know. And like you say, Tom, if it's good, if you think it's good, it's
That's
good.
Right.
So,
well, you know, I have a similar report, and I haven't talked about it at all for reasons I don't know. But my daughter and I went for dinner about 4 or 5 days ago, and we went to Copeland's.
Okay.
Copeland's, which was, you know, the same guy as the Popeyes.
Just Al Copeland.
Completely different kind of idea. But I hadn't been there in years, and I was astonished by how good it is, at least the one that in Covington. We haven't been there, even though we don't live all that far from it, in a long time, and we were very surprised by that. So if you haven't been to Copeland's in a while, take another look.
Well, I have a friend of mine that plays music at the Copeland's in Kenner, and they have a piano player on Sundays, and I always kid him, you know, we'll call just before the football game or whatever, and I go, oh, you headed to Popeyes, huh?
You know, when we were exiled in Atlanta for the storm, we were looking for these onion rings, okay, Steve? And no Popeyes sold the onion rings. So way back then, they used to have what was called a Super Popeyes. And there
I remember that.
Well, there was one of them like...
out on Veterans Highway.
Well, this was in Georgia. It was like an hour and a half away from where we live. So we called up, we got the rings. So we got in the car, Steve, packed the family up and drove all the way an hour and a half away. And they're looking at us like we're crazy because we are ravenously eating these onion rings. And they think we're like, what's wrong with these people? But it was delicious and it was a taste of home and it was something we were craving. So,
well, I'm telling everybody I know.
That's a shame.
Call Popeyes and bitch about it. Maybe they'll wise up, because they're terrible.
Go to social media.
Yeah, Popeyes doesn't need to, you know, if you're going to make terrible onion rings, just stop.
It's probably cheaper to make real onion rings anyway.
Well, not if you consider labor, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess.
But they're already paying the labor, you know?
Well, thanks for that very sad, sad note, Steve. I appreciate it.
Later.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and with us today is no other than Don Clemon.
Yes, and that means something to about six people out there, I'm sure.
Do you think they are listening right now?
Oh, of course they're listening.
Add to my, our base of people who listen to us.
But they need to call. This is a call-in show. It's much more entertaining when you call. And so give us a call, 504-260-6368. No more onion rings. Wow.
A few minutes ago, you mentioned something about our almanac, and there's one item in here called the Old Kitchen Sage Says, and it's when we come back, we're going to take a strong look at that and see what it means, really.
Sounds good
to
me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.